Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies responded to Cutton Elementary School at around 10:30 this morning after receiving multiple calls about an armed man with a firearm walking toward the school. Several deputies reached the scene and made contact with the 18-year-old Eureka resident who was holding what turned out to be a 12-gauge shotgun above his head, standing in front of the school. The man was also wearing a tactical vest loaded with 16 rounds of buckshot and slugs. When deputies asked the man what he was doing, he responded, "I am on my way to the courthouse to make a point that law enforcement cannot protect kids, and I am going to protect kids," unquote. Lieutenant Steve Knight of the Sheriff's Office said the young man had not been arrested, but detained.
What happened is the deputies on scene, after speaking with the male, determined that he was a danger to himself or others, so they took him into protective custody for a mental health evaluation under 5150 of the Welfare and Institutions Code. So it's basically a 72-hour detention. Obviously, mental health can extend that, so they took him straight to a mental health facility.
Knight went on to say that students and staff were in no immediate danger.
Our understanding at this point is there was no threat to the school or staff. They were aware of the gentleman because they were one of the 911 callers to our dispatch center that reported the man with the gun, but at no time did the male attempt to enter the school or cause any problems on campus.
Fortuna police officers have recovered more than $4,000 worth of stolen goods after conducting a probation search. Officers searched the residence of 50-year-old Gerald Newmaker on Church Street on Wednesday and recovered stolen tools, some of them still in their original packaging, a chainsaw and fishing tackle and gear. Some of the items were stolen from local businesses and were returned to their owners, as were other items stolen from Fortuna residents. Newmaker was arrested on suspicion of possession of stolen property and a probation violation, and his case has been forwarded to the district attorney's office for prosecution. A state senator from Santa Barbara wants to make it easier for citizens to register to vote, even if those citizens haven't reached the age of 18. Senator Hannah Beth Jackson has introduced legislation that would allow 15-year-olds to pre-register to vote when young people typically head to the Department of Motor Vehicles to start the process of getting learner's permits and driver's licenses. The students could also pre-register online or by mail, and once they turn 18, they'll be eligible to vote. And the Arcata Police Department will conduct a driver's license and DUI checkpoint within city limits tonight. The checkpoint will run from approximately 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. Saturday morning, and officers will screen drivers for signs of impairment as well as for valid licenses and registrations. Local police departments have been regularly using DUI checkpoints and saturation patrols to identify and remove dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways, a plan that will continue over the course of the year. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University will host a public forum on Saturday, January 26th, to gather public input and concerns regarding upcoming monitoring of marine protected areas. The forum is free and open to the public, and HSU faculty will detail proposals to monitor the MPAs as well as seek community members willing to volunteer and work alongside local marine experts, including Professor John Reese, who is the director of the school's marine facility. The forum is being held at the Casper Community Center in Mendocino County. Please contact Humboldt State for more information. The Fortuna Department of Public Works wants to alert residents in and around the area of the Stewart Street Reservoir Project that a rare day of work will be done tomorrow, Saturday. Due to inclement weather and with a holiday on Monday, the contractors will be out tomorrow working on the concrete reservoir from about 9:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Project manager Mike Flockhart said the decision to work on Saturdays and disturb residents was not taken lightly and asked for continued patience as they work to get finished on schedule. And there will be a high risk of sneakaways late this afternoon and tonight as waves from a different storm arrive at the northwest California coast. Sneakaways create a potentially hazardous situation with much higher waves every 20 to 30 minutes. The increased threat of sneaker waves will persist tomorrow. So if you're headed to the beach, use caution, stay back from the surf, and never turn your back on the ocean. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.